on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
And 28 to 11, I tell you what, Greg Hayes is that excited this week. He's gone and got his name changed by deep poll to Gregory Inter Dominion Hayes. He's looking forward to it that much. Morning, Hayesy.
Good morning to you, Cotty. I might get it changed to Purden. Rasmussen or something like that. It really has been a domination over the last few years by Purden and Rasmussen, and they continued that domination on Saturday night, winning another two heats of the Inter Dominion. They've only got a couple of horses here this time around. Cruz Bromac is one of them, and Spankham is the other one, and they both won heats of the Inter Dominion. They'll be back in action on tonight's program at Ballarat. We'll have a chat about those. Going to catch up this morning with Todd McCarthy. Todd will be in action again. He's making the trip down later this afternoon, so we'll speak with him. I'm going to speak also this morning with Joe Rando, who's got runners in the Trotters Series. They'll be back in action tonight at Ballarat, so we'll speak with Joe. I want to speak with Josh Powderly, who is the owner of Village Witch, who I thought was pretty good on night one. She's drawn Barrier 5 in her heat. She's actually going to come into Barrier 4 with the scratching of Italian Delight. So we'll speak with Tim Budd about the scratching of two of his runners in the series later on in the show as well. So that's what's going to come up. If you've missed the news, unfortunately for Tim Butt, he took blood from both Let It Ride and Italian Delight yesterday. Now, under the rules of racing, it's not only for the Inter Dominion series, but it's a rule of racing in Australia that you need to have your horses, no horse can be injected a day before they race. So unfortunately, both horses had to be withdrawn. We'll speak to Tim about that. He's going to join us on the show towards the end. So that's what's coming up. Todd McCarthy, he drove exceptionally well on Saturday night. Of course, he has been driving Tiger Tara for the past 18 months or so. He's had plenty of success in the feature races. And Todd has been over in New Zealand driving Tiger in the New Zealand Cup. The horse was extremely brave in the New Zealand Cup. There are a few question marks after he's run in the New Zealand free-for-all. They went forward on Saturday night. Then all of a sudden, the horse got shuffled back a long way. And then it was, how far back can he get? Can he still make up ground? And he flashed home. He ran a great third. And I think Todd would have been very happy with the run. He's joining us to have a chat. Morning, Todd.
Hi, Hazy, how are you?
Really well, mate. You must have been happy with the run?
Yeah, wrapped with him on Saturday. He got home really well, and as it turned out, we got shuffled back a little in the run line, but it was probably perfect for him in the first seat.
He obviously had a pretty tough campaign over there in New Zealand. It wasn't you didn't want a gutbuster on night one of the series. He had one of the easier runs of the big guns, so perfect. The perfect pipe opener for what's going to be a pretty tough fortnight of racing coming up.
I think so. With so many runs, that have been programmed so close together, you sort of got to hope to try and get a few runs like that that still be good enough to get those points. So Saturday panned out perfect for us.
Now, what about tonight? You've drawn 12. That's obviously not ideal, especially at Ballarat. Pretty flat sort of track. He's drawn the outside of the back row. Do you look to drive him pretty conservatively again and score as many points on night two?
Probably. I haven't had a good chat to Kev yet, but we'll have a bit of a chat about the draw and what we can sort of do from there. It is a tricky draw with the short distance there, but we'll probably just have to drive to tempo a little bit and see sort of when we can make a move and at what stage if we can sort of try and get a bit handy in the race.
It's interesting, and there was a preview show. I was on the preview show last night with Jason Bonington. There is a scratching on the front row, and you've now come into, San Carlo's come into five. So San Carlo's going to come out in front of you. San Carlo and Rapper's Delight look to be the front row speed, and San Carlo's going to come out in front of you. So if San Carlo goes forward, you've got that option to follow through on San Carlo's back, and I guess it just the question is how much speed and how much petrol you want to burn in the early stages. would, you know, if Kev says the horse is 100%, would you have any, would you be against going forward on the back of San Carlo? Would that be something you would consider?
Nah, definitely not. I think that would, you know, that would work out good. And it's probably just pending then where sort of San Carlo's happy to sit too. That leaves, you know, us wondering a bit. But, you know, there's obviously there's a few horses inside San Carlo that are going to be trying to get across and get that running line spot too. So he could be out there doing a little bit of work himself. And obviously, if that's the case, then we don't want to be out there, you know, with him doing any more than we got to. But we'll have it. I'll have a chat to Kev and we'll go from there.
What did you make of Galactic Star in his heat win? He seemed pretty impressive, and you got away. You had to do a fair bit of work early to get across, but then you got a nice little breather through the first half of the last mile.
Yeah, I'm really happy with him. He coming over, he's sort of one of those horses that probably went into the series as perhaps, you know, probably one of the underdogs. But I think after that run now, he'll probably be taken a little more seriously. And I think, you know, with any of those horses, with the right run, he's definitely going to be a pretty dangerous horse.
He's drawn barrier 12 too, so you're gonna understand the back row at Ballarat after tonight pretty well. Have you had a chat to Greg what he thinks about the draw tonight?
I haven't yet, no, but I'll have a yarn to Bondi when I get down there, and I'm sure he'll have some words of wisdom for me and be able to guide me in the right direction there.
You're drawn on the back of Luke there with MacDoro. Is he the sort of horse that can follow punch through on the back of a fast beginner like MacDoro, or is he a horse that can't do as much work as a Tiger in a race?
I'm still probably learning a little bit about him myself. You know, it's probably one of those things where it is a bit of a tricky draw for him. But if we were going to have to do a ton of work to get round, I don't think it was going to be sort of suitable for him. So we just have to wait and see how much speed there was early. And sometimes it is hard making that call. Whether you push through hard early, you sort of nearly got to make the decision straight away what you're going to do. But, you know, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. So but we'll know a little more probably later today.
And what did you make of Kofine Monarch in the Trotters Series? You drove that one for Joe and Mary Rando?
Disappointing on Saturday. I think he's obviously a lot better than that. You know, his times and his runs have been there in Sydney. So when they just went that 27 quarter down the back, he kind of lost interest after that and he didn't really want to run on. But prior to that start, I'd only driven the horse once, but he gave me a much better feel that day at Menangle. So I think, you know, I said to Joey after, I think we do know that he is a lot better than that. And He just wasn't quite himself on Saturday, so hopefully he comes back good tonight and we get to see the best of him there tonight.
All right. So how would you rate your first night of the Inter-Dominion Series? I guess you'd have to be pretty happy with it overall, with a heat win and a strong performance from Tiger Tara.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. Hazy, it sort of worked out, you know, quite well. And winning with Galactic Star, that sort of topped it off good. And Tiger felt like as if he was back to his best, the way that he sort of got to the line. Obviously, after New Zealand, probably a few people had their concerns and that, but full credit to Kevin. He done a terrific job to get him back to his best, and he felt like he was there again on Saturday.
And who's the hardest to beat in the series?
Probably pretty hard to say, yeah. I think, you know, that tonight will probably tell a bit of a story about, you know, who's sort of starting to buckle down a little bit. But obviously, I think Cruz Bromack, Spankham and San Carlo are right there. They're sort of, to me, they're probably three of the standouts. And there's below them, there's a big old group of horses that are going to be right behind them. And I think it's going to be end up being a pretty open series.
It's interesting, isn't it? It has come back to coming back to the traditional format. It not only now is it about the best horse, but it becomes about the horsemanship and the trainer's ability to get the horse to pick up again and to be at its best. And that is the key to the series.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as we said earlier, with the races being so close together, and they genuinely do race pretty hard, especially in these next two heats, I think they will. So it is a big credit to the trainers that turn these horses around in that short period of time and have them ready to go again. It's, you know, it's certainly not an easy job, and it gives us a lot of confidence as drivers when you can jump on and you know they're ready to go.
All right, mate. Travel safely, and we'll see you at Ballarat tonight.
Perfect. Thanks, Hazy. Cheers.
There he is, Todd McCarthy, the man who will drive Tiger Tara, who is still the series favourite after his performance on Saturday night in finishing third. Interesting to hear him say that he's not labelling one as the horse to beat. He's basically putting three horses at the top of the tree, two Purden runners, Spankham and Cruz Bromac, and he's put San Carlo in there as well. And, of course, he was able to beat San Carlo with Galactic Star on Saturday night. And we spoke with Greg Bond on Sunday morning on Pacing Rewind. If you missed that, I posed the question to Greg, what would happen if Tiger Tara and Galactic Star make the final? What would you do for a driver? Obviously, Todd McCarthy would stick with Tiger Tara. And he said, well, Luke McCarthy's option number two. Luke McCarthy's got McDoro well-placed to qualify for the final after he scored good points on night one. And, well, then Greg said he would look to bring a driver over, his driver over from WA. So at the moment, that is how that stands. Now, Joe Rando is going to join us in just a moment. Of course, Joe has got a number of horses in the Trotters series, and one runner who raced extremely well on Saturday night was Romper's Monarchy, and she was able to pick up good points. She finished third in her heat, so we might catch up with Joe Rando and have a chat to him about his runners. Joe is joining me. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Mate, really well. You must have been very happy with the performance of Romper's Monarchy on Saturday night.
Oh, mate, just wrapped. We got a nice easy run through on the pegs, and I just said to David, just, you know, use a sprint lane. She'll hit the line. She's working good. She's been doing everything right. We turned up a week before the heats, and because she's been down here before, she settled straight into the property again, and it's like being at home for her.
She showed great acceleration once she saw daylight, and that was important, and a good chance to bank good points. So ideal setup, considering she didn't draw ideally to show that good gate speed that she's got.
No, well, she really hit the line. I think she got home in 56.5 the last half the other night, and David said she was just cruising. You know, he said when they backed off, he said she just, because she's used to the Menangle Park racing, she just wanted to keep on rolling like we do at home. But he said when she got out, he said she was just gobbling up a lot of ground.
Speaking with Tim Butt and the performance of Let It Ride, and that might have been the issue with why, you know, Let It Ride might have raced below his best. Tim saying that because of the stop-start racing, he may have choked down a little bit because of the Menangle style racing. He expected the horses to roll along, and he wasn't used to the stop-start racing action, and that might have brought about hit, you know, that went against him. So that really helped Romper's Monarchy. Well, that showed how good her run was. What do you do tonight? Because Speeding Spur's drawn inside you in gate 5. Tornado Valley's drawn outside you in barrier 7. You obviously have gate speed, but so too do the two horses drawn inside and outside you. Obviously, coming into the series, you would have penciled in one place we can earn points if we draw well is Ballarat. So what are you going to do?
Well, I've spoken to David about it this morning. I think we've got to come out and have a quick look. You know, if Speeding Spur holds the lead, does he hand up? You know, if he finds the front, does he hand up to Kate Gass? If we do go forward, are we going to be parked? You know, we just don't know what's going to happen. I watched Speeding Spur the other night at Melton, and he came out quite well, but I just think she might have a bit more gate speed than him. It's going to be a look-see tonight.
Yeah.
Where we land.
What I can remember in the back of my mind was that New Zealand Cup week. Speeding Spur looked really sharp on the Tuesday and then looked a little bit flatter on the Friday. And I just wonder whether the quick backup from the Saturday to the Tuesday is just going to have Speeding Spur a little bit off his game. And your mare is very fast off the gate.
She's very quick, yeah. I was told about the speed maps this morning, and they've got her back in the field. Obviously, not everyone's doing their form. She's, everyone knows how quick she is out of the gate. And it's, the strange thing is, as quick as she is over the mile at Menangle out off the front straight, she seems to come out of the gate faster off the back straight. And being a 1,000-metre track tonight, she's going to be like over 2,300 at Menangle. She really leaves the gate fast. So she might think she's at Menangle tonight and come out real quick.
And I was having a chat to Jason Bonington, and he pulled up your Melton replay, and I said, Jace, she was only... They knew she had the lead there. She was only coming out three quarter pace.
She came out half hearted. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I said they weren't even they came out under wraps there. Don't get too carried away by that.
No. David said if he really had the pressure, she would have been three or four lengths in front. Yeah.
Mate, how'd she handle that run?
Oh, really well. Really well. Actually, both of them have pulled up right quite well. They've licked up. They're a light jog yesterday. You know, what do you do in 3 days? They've just had a shampoo and they've been on the walker and ready to go for tonight. She's pulled up really, really well. She's here at the property that we're on and at Ahmed's, and she's showing superiority like she does at home. She's telling everyone that she's here. Yeah.
What did you make of Kofi Monarch's run?
At first I was really disappointed with him, and then I thought there might be something wrong, but that stop start type of racing doesn't suit him either. When I said, Todd said to me, you know, if they back off, should I move? And I said, it's totally up to you. And he drove him perfect, and then Rick come around and give him cover. But when they dropped the 27 quarter, he just lost, you know, he lost his momentum and he just couldn't regain it. But he's actually pulled up really, really well. If the speed's on, like I was hoping to get a... Like, both of them have brilliant gate speed. And I'm hoping even into the final heat, we can draw a 1, 2, 3, 4 and people can see how good he is. You know, you look at his couple of these 3 wins at Menangle, he just likes to roll along in front and really roll. You know, like he'll go 30, 30, 28, 28, his last mile every week.
Well, mate, all the best of luck. I'm tipping Rompers Monarchy to run a huge race tonight. I think she can stand up and be counted. All the best of luck and good luck with them both.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you.
There he is, Joe Rando, co-trainer, along with his wife Mary, of Kofi Monarch and Rompers Monarchy. I think she ran a cracking race on Saturday night, the mare. I think she can run a cracking race again tonight. So that's Rompers Monarchy. We're going to catch up with Josh Powderly in just a moment. He is the owner, of Village Witch. Of course, the trainer is Jason Grimson. Jace doesn't love doing the media, so I thought we'd go to the owner of Village Witch, and she has been an absolute stunning mare for everyone involved with her. And what's important is she will love the 4 runs in the 2 weeks, because they have just... when she was up in Queensland, she'd go around day after day. She'd go around the Tuesday, the Saturday. And her run on Saturday night, you couldn't have missed it. She was climbing all over the back of McDoro as they hit the sprint lane. And Jason went to go inside McDoro. There was no room. Can't Refuse was already there. So Jace ducked back inside and there was no room. It was a cracker of a run. Josh Powderly's joining me. Morning, Josh.
How are you, Greg?
Really well. Mate, you must have been really happy with your first taste of an Inter Dominion as an owner.
Yeah, it was fantastic. She went really well and, you know, just proved that she can, you know, with the right run, she can definitely match it with them.
Yeah, for sure and certain. And running up onto the back of horses that people are tipping to make the final. So she's not that far away. With a bit of luck in with barrier draws and with the right run and everything going her way, she can scrape into a final.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, she just needs a bit to go her way as far as, like you said, with the draws and, you know, and other results. The other night, you know, Jason was trying to get her into the sprint lane, but she was reluctant to go into the sprint lane the other night. She doesn't really like it. She never really liked it in Brisbane either. But, yeah, had she been in the runner line and been able to get out and wind up, I'm sure she probably would have went close to winning. If not, you know, she wouldn't have run a place.
It's interesting you say that, because when she does get wide at Menangle, when Jace gets her to the outside and lets her wind up, that's probably when we see the best of her, when she gets to unleash right down the outside of the track at Menangle. That's when she does wind up her best.
Yeah, she does. She's got a really powerful 500 metres in her. She takes a bit of winding up, but then, you know, she really gets to the line. You know, so tonight, you know, time will tell, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Audi here has drawn inside her tonight. There's a scratching. Italian Delight's drawn inside her, so she'll come out of barrier 4. John of Arc's in 3. It's got some speed. Audi here's the fastest beginner in 2, and Ideal Success has drawn 1. What do you think of the draw tonight, and where will she end up?
Yeah, no, I like the draw. I like it better now that she's come in 1. You know, I think if she can get to the runner line and then, you know, take a sit on something, I'm not 100% sold that Audi here will lead. You know, it depends on what Luke wants to do on MacDoro. I know you know just as much as me. He's very quick out MacDoro if he wants to light him up.
Hardest to beat in the race, Cruz Bromac?
Yeah, Cruz Bromac for sure, yeah.
Yeah, he was very, very good. What's Jason Grimson said about the horse since the run on Saturday night? She's got through it okay?
Yeah, no, I was talking to him yesterday and he said that she's pulled up good, and I went out and seen her Sunday before I come home, and she was running around the paddock and jumping and bucking and carrying on. So she, you know, she feels well, and Jason knows her very well, you know, he'll have a ride to go.
So are you coming back to Victoria again?
I might. It was a long drive down and back the other day. I'll probably come down on Saturday for the Cranbourne heat.
Yep.
And then, you know, we'll just wait up from there whether we stay another week or we all come home and Jay stays and then we come back for the final. Yeah.
Well, it was a great run on Saturday night. Unfortunate, she finished in 6. She was probably entitled to finish a lot closer in numerically than she did.
But it makes it hard not getting their really good points early.
It does.
Yeah.
She like that. Obviously, there's a number of scratchings already in the series, and that you know, you can finish top 12. You're going to make the final, so that sort of helps already.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of tonight? Like, realistically, are you hoping to run top 3? Is that a realistic, you know, result for tonight?
I think 3rd, 4th, 5th is a realistic aim for her. I can see her sort of getting into the run line and perhaps getting shuffled back a bit and then maybe getting caught up again with the 3 wide train.
Yep.
It's just one of them things. Like we're sort of we're all very new to this, and we're really enjoying it, and you know, just taking it as it comes. You got other trainers in there that have been there for a long time, and they sort of know what's going on. But we're just enjoying the ride, and we've got a fantastic mare, and you know, we whatever she does is a real bonus for us.
Well, mate, congratulations on her even being there. She stood up. She more than deserves a spot there. She was very good on night 1. I think she can run a cracking race again tonight as well. Good luck, and let's hope she runs a place for you this evening.
Yeah, no, it'll be fantastic. Thanks, Greg.
No problems. There is Josh Powderley, the owner of Village Witch, who will compete tonight in the final heat on the program, and that will go at 9:31. Now, Tim Butt had a couple of runners in the Inter-Dominion Pacer Series, Let It Ride and also Italian Delight. Unfortunately, they were scratched by the order of the stewards yesterday. I thought I would get Tim on to explain what happened. There's been a lot on social media. A lot of people have come out and slammed the stewards. There's been people who have come out and said people need to read rules and everything like that. And there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. And so what I thought would be the best thing to do is get Tim on to explain what happened, and therefore it might settle everything down and calm everyone. Tim's joining me on the show. Good morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problems at all. Thank you for coming on. It's a terribly unfortunate situation, unfortunate for the owners who put a lot of money into the sport, but explain to us what has happened.
Yeah, well, I have to take responsibility for it, Greg. Basically just overlooked the fact that you needed to notify the stewards before you took a blood test. And you know, I went through that process on Monday morning. The horses were vet checked, Saturday night re-scoped and checked for soundness, and all come back clear there. So the third part of the puzzle was a blood test just to make sure there's no viral infection, et cetera. So we went down that track, and then Stuart just inquired about their health, and I explained that I'd had blood test results back that night, and then it just transgressed from there.
So then the stewards said, well, you're not allowed to take the blood on the Monday morning. And you said, well, I've done that. And they said, well, as per the rules, we'll have to take you out of the series.
That's right, yeah. And it's a no-win situation for anybody, really. You know, it's a good horse that's come out of the series. And Italian Delight was a horse that was probably lacking a bit of class. But Let It Ride was a real live hope. And, you know, it's a nuisance for the owners. And, you know, sometimes I just think maybe, you know, when you're motivated for the right reasons, that there should be a little bit more discretion, but the rule's pretty black and white.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And look, there's a story that's going around on social media that back in, I think it was 2013, before the Melbourne Cup, Gay Waterhouse's, one of Gay Waterhouse's runners had greasy heel, and on the day of the Melbourne Cup, one of her stable hands applied an ointment on the greasy heel on the morning of the Melbourne Cup, and the Victorian stewards allowed that horse to run. Now, in that situation, the stewards took into, you know, they listened to what happened and why it happened, and it was a discretionary situation. Unfortunately, the way the rule is written at the moment, there's no discretion. The stewards don't have that discretionary powers, and maybe that's something now that needs to be looked at. And there has to be some discretion in that rule, and that's something that maybe HRA can look to in the future.
It's the welfare of the horse that we've got at heart, you know what I mean, and also the punter, you know, and we were denied the opportunity to, through the rules, which, you know, the stewards are only enforcing, it's not their problem, you know, so I think it needs to be looked at, and for the benefit of all, because after all, through the situation, there's no winners out of this, you know, and, you know, it's very disappointing for the owners, and, you know, I've let them down, but, it's a case of you're motivated for the right reasons and not trying to do anything unperturbed.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the biggest, you know, I feel for the owners. The owners, you know, the owners are the biggest losers, and obviously the punters who have put their pre-post bets on. Have you got the blood test results back yet? Was there anything wrong with Let It Ride after his run on Saturday night?
No, Let It Ride's pretty much on track. It was blood indicated he was sort of one hard hit out from being at peak, so that was a design, you know what I mean, to go through the series for three runs. So the other horse had a little bit of a liver infection, so he would have probably been withdrawn from the series anyway because he raced well below par. But Let It Ride would have continued on, and you know, he would have needed a bit of luck to get through, but, you know, he's definitely good enough, Greg.
What would you have done? So where does Let It Ride go now?
Well, we've got another discussion with the stewards about there's a stand-down penalty of 8 weeks if they scratch from the end of the minions. So that's another issue that we have to work through now. And but hopefully they have discretion, so common sense better prevail this time, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'd like to start them in the last night in the free-for-all, but that's a little bit out of my hands as well.
Yeah, sure. What about Wilma's Mate? What are you thinking of Wilma's Mate?
Yeah, she went adequate the first night. She raced a little bit tired. She came off a big campaign in New Zealand, and she's steadily improving, you know. I think she'll be pretty good by the final night. It's just whether she's going to beat those gun trotters at the moment. They look like they've got the series sewn up, those two.
Yeah, okay. And is Myfield Marshall trialling today at Menangle?
Yeah, I've got a couple of nice horses in today. Myfield Marshall and a new chemical called Raka Pokarula, who I think could, you know, do some things on the Grand Circuit. So, but, you know, hopefully Field Marshall does well today, and we'll look to race him next Saturday night. And you know, I've tentatively got him booked for Perth, so I'd love to take him there if he's going good enough.
All right, let's hope some discretion is shown and we do get to see Let It Ride in that free-for-all on the final night. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Pleasure, Greg. Cheers.
There he is, Tim Butt, joining us to explain what happened with Let It Ride and also the other one, Italian Delight, who would have come out of the series anyway after it showed some issues with his liver. Cozzy, that wraps it up, and I'm going to get on my bike and start pedalling like mad. I've got to get it to Ballarat by 5 o'clock for in the gig.
Be nice and cool.
Yes, I've got my jacket.
Good, keep it on. All right, good on you, Greg. Talk to you soon.
See you, mate.
Greg Hayes, and on the pace, it is 2 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.